It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And Paul, you just talked about the millions of pounds of recalled foods produced by Bruce Pack, a pre-cooked meat producer out of Oklahoma, sold at major grocery chains around the country and here, ready-to-eat chicken and turkey products. I think that's going to be something people are definitely going to pay attention to.
Well, you've got 200 products and 10 million pounds of this ready-to-eat chicken and turkey sold in all kinds of products with some of the brand names including Jenny Craig, Atkins, Signature Select, Boston Market, Amazon Fresh, Michelinas, Rao's, Dole, and Market. I think that's Market Side? Yeah, Market Side.
Right, and including Trader Joe's, Walmart, Aldi, Target, Giant Eagle. So those obviously just about anywhere where you would purchase these ready-to-eat chicken and turkey products.
There's a 326-page PDF on recall itself from, I guess this would be the FDA. I guess the USDA. Anyway, we can simplify things for people. If you got products in your refrigerator or your freezer, you can look for these numbers. There's a USDA mark of inspection, and either inside it or below it, it'll have this number, 51205, or P-51205. That's the way to spot it.
And Listeria is a bacteria that can affect particularly people who have compromised immune systems, 65 and older, and it can be deadly. You recall a couple of weeks ago, Boar's Head had issues. And that was a major story, too. So just a heads up, nothing to panic about, but if you have these products, take them back for a refund.
These products are produced by companies that are so big, and when there's a problem, it's a big problem because they're distributing so many of their products to places all over the country.
Yeah, that's a good point. So if you need those numbers again, one more time, Paul.
It's 51205 or P-51205, and that will be either inside or under the USDA mark.
All right. Yesterday, top-notch universities, tech companies from all over gathered in Pittsburgh, and they called it Artificial Intelligence Horizons Pittsburgh Summit. Governor Josh Shapiro was here. He said the future runs through Pittsburgh. And with the technology investment coming here, apparently, Paul, one of the factors for our region is the expansion of artificial intelligence requires more power. And sitting on natural gas here in the state, it makes sense with Carnegie Mellon and some of the other universities that are participating, University of Pittsburgh, that Pittsburgh be this hub for this major expansion of artificial intelligence. And we're talking about attracting people from all over. I know that they mentioned NVIDIA in our report. This is a chip making company.
Well,
that's their primary function.
Their stock is just out of this world. I think NVIDIA is the highest value stock right now or something like that.
How about the company is valued at $3.4 trillion.
Yikes.
And they,
but they're making chips that really can hum.
And they announced last week a partnership here with Carnegie Mellon University. And we expect an investment and some more announcements when it comes to this tech expansion. So they gathered at Bakery Square, and we talked about that place.
Good place for it.
Used to be the Nabisco plant. And when that...
Who'd have thunk that, right?
Right. Nobody...
Back in the day, who'd have thunk that?
Who'd have thought, while they're making crackers back in the day, thinking someday this could be the hub of technology and artificial intelligence.
So I've got to throw a little something extra in here on Governor Shapiro. I don't know if you knew this or not, but Marty Griffin had him on the air before that conference.
Right, yesterday.
And Marty asked Governor Shapiro about the phone call with Elon Musk that was widely reported that Elon Musk spoke with the governor from the like a suite over at
the Steel at Dallas game.
Yeah, at the Acrisure game. And then, so anyway, Marty asked the governor about it, and here's what he said when the phone call came in.
Okay. So I was taking the trash out when Thomas reached out and said, hey, you know, I want you to talk to Elon Musk about some economic interests, development interests he has.
And he's talking there about Thomas Tull.
Yeah, who's a billionaire minority owner of the Steelers.
Right. But I thought that was funny.
He hosted him at the Steelers Cowboys game. And so they end up calling him up. Hey, Gov. I love that Marty asked him that.
And then listen to what the governor said about the political rift that exists between himself and Musk. Listen to this.
But I'm not going to let that stand in the way of me trying to bring jobs and economic growth to southwestern Pennsylvania.
And I think that is one of the reasons why he has a higher approval rating than your typical first-term governor in a politically charged climate.
Well, it's a smart thing to say. It's like, okay, let's be adults here. Let's talk it through.
Yeah.
Sorry, she's got multi-billions to invest in southwestern Pennsylvania. So, let's talk.
Yeah,
let's not be foolish.
Exactly.
All right, and what else are people talking about?
Well, this is salt at the game. Right?
Yeah, in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Raider fans have a tradition. They used to call where they played in Oakland, California, the Black Hole.
Right. And they would get dressed up in some pretty scary outfits.
And it was, for fans of the other team visiting, one of the most dangerous places. I think Philadelphia has a jail inside their stadium.
Not anymore. They had one in the basement over at Veterans Stadium.
Oh, they don't have it in the new one.
And so they had a judge on hand when they wanted to deal with drunks.
it's unfortunate it gets to that, but it does. So
I went to a game at the Vet a couple times.
Was it civil?
It was okay.
Yeah.
But
I've never been to an Eagles game in Philadelphia.
Yeah. I watched an Eagles Cowboys game.
Anyway, that's what people are talking about. We'll keep you posted about this expansion of artificial intelligence here in the region. It could be a big economic boom for us. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. We'll keep you posted of breaking news and weather information, a whole lot more. And today is a special day. It's Ask the Experts from MediConnect. So if you're a senior on Medicare, you know it's time to choose the healthcare plan. This is enrollment period's about to open up. And from 8 a.m. through the afternoon, we're going to have experts. And you can, starting at 8 o'clock this morning, call 888-818-MEDI, M-E-D-I. That's 888-818-6334 and ask the experts. There are a lot of legitimate questions that you can get answers to and make sure you've got the best situation for you when it comes to your health care. How important is that? And every year, Paul, we go through the enrollment with our company, right? You have to make the selections on what to decide. And a lot of people need assistance with that. So they make sure that you are maximizing what you get for your money. Really, really critical. And speaking of health, how about mental health? Aaron and Paul, you'll appreciate this. The more content you consume, the worse your mental health gets. That's from a new survey finding the average American feels like they lose 3 days per month while consuming online content. You call it doom scrolling.
I was going to say, Larry, tell him the name.
36 days of the year are completely lost to scrolling, streaming, and binging content. Mm-hmm. It even gets worse the younger you are. Gen Z Americans feel like they lose close to 5 days per month just doom scrolling. So next time you get sucked down the vortex,
take your other hand and close your phone. Take your left.
I mean, you have to discipline your, it's hard.
You do. You literally have to discipline yourself to unplug.
If you don't, now we're in a business where we have to kind of stay plugged in. That's
right.
Part of what we do is to make sure, you know, we're up on information, breaking
current
news.
Events.
Yeah, it's part of what we do. But you should be able to back off when you just go down these mindless videos of stuff. And once you watch something, if you stop or even slow down, the algorithms start feeding you more of the same.
Yep.
For some reason, I'm getting videos of monkeys, little monkeys, big monkey. So
you watched one video for a little too long.
Yeah, there was a guy who had dressed up a little monkey.
And
I would have watched it.
Why in the world are we talking about here? I was kind of lost in correcting his story. Ellen Gamble got some information on a story for me, and so I'm over here tic-tacking away, and you guys are having a pleasant conversation. Next thing I know, it's something about little monkeys.
Does your monkey bite?
I remember that.
And so once you do that,
it's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Then now you start getting fed monkey videos.
And you don't even realize it until the fifth video. You're like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. I've been, this is
see, now, on my
business.
My yes. Instagram, the little videos that I get are all about little dachshunds.
Well,
there you go.
The wiener dog thing, you know?
Well, you've owned a couple
right, yeah,
in your
right
recent life here.
Mm-hmm.
And, so that I get that. That makes sense. But I'm a little disturbed about the monkeys. This one was dressed, had a little straw hat on. He was in the field picking vegetables.
Oh, my
gosh. But he was
tiny.
He looked like a little woman with a...
We can't help that we love animals and they're just too cute. Can't help it.
Then there's other ones, you know. Then there's people that had, you know, trip and fall accidents from their doorbell camera. What
right.
are we doing here?
I right. like the ones where the guy booby traps a package.
Yeah, for people that are porch
then,
pirates.
Yeah, and they come by to get it, and then it goes bang.
And then they all get mad. It's like, no,
that's
dude.
That's what you get.
All right, we're good now. Let's lock in. See, it's the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen. Just want to reiterate one thing about this listeria scare that's millions of pounds of ready-to-eat chicken and turkey products because it's so pervasive. that it affects just about everyone potentially. So around the region, really a big heads up on that. And this is on the heels of Boar's Head having issues a couple of weeks ago, Paul, that obviously also made national news. And so these recalls are really important and can be life-saving for some people. So the recommendation is, if you have one of the products and you can go online to check, that you take them back to where you purchased it for a refund. But most importantly, you don't ingest it, right?
Yes, definitely don't eat it.
I mean, that's probably going to be something you really want to pay attention to.
We'll have details on that story coming up at 7.
And also, the cleanup, the last two hurricanes, Helene, which affected not only Florida, but as we know, Tennessee, Georgia, the Carolinas, and they're especially in western North Carolina in particular, some issues have developed. CBS's Janet Chamberlain.
One man armed with a handgun and rifle was arrested Saturday after making a comment about possibly hurting FEMA workers. 44-year-old William Parsons was arrested, charged, then released on bond.
These reports about militia threatening the National Guard and the Army troops, what say you?
That's just fiction. There's no truth to that. There's not been any of that.
Communities here are still recovering more than 2 weeks after Helene hit.
People can't even get into Chimney Rock right now without an escort, and we are going in with a local business owner. It's going to be one of the first looks at this devastated community.
There is destruction in every direction. Amid tons of mud and debris, hundreds of soldiers clearing it by day, sleeping in a nearby park at night.
And the downstairs was just terrible. You know, gutted, totally gutted.
The water came up so high and the power just shredded them.
Oh my goodness.
Water and mud now fill the first floor of Teresa and Glenn Cawthron's home. They're staying at the Chimney Rock Inn, the hotel they own. It's closed. They don't know for how long.
Will you stay?
Yes.
We will be back. 100%. Chimney Rock is very resilient and we will 100% be back.
Janet Chamberlain, CBS News.
And that Chimney Rock is one of those towns that were completely just leveled by the flooding in the western part again of North Carolina. Asheville, which apparently is a beautiful place or was before the flooding. I talked to many people that used to enjoy going there, and it's going to be a long time before it'll be anything assembling what it used to be.
It had become, until the storm, a destination. A place people wanted to go.
Right.
Growing in popularity.
And then Milton affected just Florida along the Gulf Coast, entering around the Bradenton, Sarasota area, and cutting through to the east-northeast to the other side. And then what did really devastating damage were the tornadoes spun off in advance of and as the storm moved through.
And so many of them were clustered in the West Palm Beach area, up all the way up to Fort Pierce.
Yeah, and I worked for a period of time out of college in West Palm Beach. Tornadoes, in spite of the fact that across the way in Tampa, did you know Tampa is the lightning capital of the world? But they do not have tornadoes in Florida like they do, certainly in the Midwest, the Plain States. Alligator Alley is in Florida, in the great swampland they call the Everglades, which is a national park. But the cleanup there, and I'm getting good feedback from our sources, you know, that they're making progress. So they want to try to get ready for their season, because that's when a lot of the businesses make their money. And if the people that work for them don't have employment, that just, you know, compounds the situation. So a lot of relief services coming out of our Western Pennsylvania again, Red Cross, Salvation Army, Brothers Brother Foundation, and utility workers who volunteered to go there and help. Did you see they had convoys of utility trucks?
It's an amazing sight, isn't it?
It really is. It's actually uplifting. And if I were somebody dealing with that and knew that so many other states were reaching out to help, it would at least lift your spirits. But it's going to be a while for many of these places. So if you have plans to visit parts of Florida that have been affected, obviously you got to stay in touch and keep up with what's going on. And in just a minute, we're going to check in with our meteorologist in charge. Get a look at our chilly weather here to our east. Let's check in with our meteorologist in charge, Joe Lundberg. Joe, good morning.
Hello there. Good morning, Larry.
So this is short-lived, at least for a little while, but it looks like for the next few days, unusually cool.
Yeah, next 2-3 days, this is a big upper-level low that's dropping into and through the area, and that's just going to keep temperatures on the chilly side of the ledger for the next 3 days. 50 for highs today and tomorrow. I think the last time we didn't get out of the 40s for high was back in April, believe it or not, and that's a possibility today or tomorrow. And in between, a couple of chilly nights, particularly, I think, tomorrow night, when we finally clear things out and the winds can be pretty light, that can allow temperatures to get down into the low to mid-30s across the area.
But now, next week, we're looking at a reversal. It's going to feel like late summer again.
Oh, it is. I mean, we're going to go back up above 70 degrees probably by Saturday, and certainly 70-plus on Sunday. And I think a good, at least the first couple of days of next week are going to be warm. There's a front that's going to try to come through midweek and maybe cool things off. It's nowhere near as strong as this one, but that may backpedal temperatures back into the 60s for a couple of days. But still, I think the second half of October is pretty much going to be above normal most days after you get that past the next 3 days.
Yeah, we got to clear the skies. We got this Hunter's Moon that's going to be a super moon, the brightest of a whole year coming up.
I'm hoping that we can clear the skies so we can see the comet after sunset in the evening. These clouds have gotten in my way the last couple of evenings. I'm not happy.
Oh, yeah. This is a rare comet that's passing, what, in the western sky about 45 minutes after twilight.
Yeah. So if you look up, probably 5 to 10 degrees above the horizon, you should be able to see it with the naked eye. And, of course, use your binoculars and you'll be able to see it that much more spectacularly. But again, you got to have clear skies in the western horizon. I don't think that's going to be the case tonight. I'm not sure it is tomorrow evening. Well, I think we have to wait until Thursday, and we should be able to see it then.
Joe Lundberg, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, that's the latest with AccuWeather's Joe Lundberg at World Headquarters. Coming up right after the news at the top of this hour, a conversation with controversial Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who's going to be here tomorrow night as part of the Pittsburgh Speaker Series presented by the University of Pittsburgh. And, Paul, earlier we talked about what happened in Las Vegas at the Steelers game for one Steeler fan, and that prompted the conversation about misbehavior with the Raiders fans in the old black hole in Oakland, California.
Mm-hmm.
And if we talk about Philadelphia, they had been known that they had a jail in the old Veterans Stadium.
Well, that was the legend, but the legend is wrong.
It's wrong?
No, it was a courtroom. There was really no jail to lock anybody up. They had a room where people sat and waited to see the judge. But basically what it was Eagles Court was for the misdemeanor stuff, you know, drunkenness. And if it was a really serious crime, that would be handled differently. But all of this, by the way, started in November of 1997. The Eagles were losing to the Niners on Monday Night Football. Over 60 fans were ejected after incidents at the stadium. Even a man was at the game. He brought a flare gun and fired it over the field. So that's when it was set up. And what the idea was to give them a means of dealing with this. But Eagles Court did not handle all the crime at the Vet, and it was a court, not a jail.
Gotcha.
And so there's that.
Legend.
And I might add this, too. The other myth is that there's been one at Lincoln Financial Field. That didn't happen.
And I did hear that Ed Rendell used to be one of the judges.
Wouldn't that now that would have been a hit TV show right there.
Absolutely.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.